Today, we ponder if you should be looking at China equities, run the ruler over two interesting ASX small caps, plus natural gas and intrigue at Boeing Airlines. You have arrived at the Chris Coe & Associates Investing Podcast with your host, Chris Coe, a Wanaka-based investment advisor and avid share market investor. We encourage you to read the disclaimer in the show notes, as nothing in this podcast is financial advice. Starting with China, and we could be seeing some signs of life from the world's second largest economy. Increasingly, hedge funds are viewing the US market as fairly well valued and the China and Hong Kong share markets to be undervalued, which could see a rotation in capital. Past rallies in China equity markets have been based on hopes of big stimulus packages for the property market from policymakers. Although China's equities may have finally bottomed out on lower valuations and earnings forecasts pointing higher, and foreign investors are starting to take notice. Other positive signs, such as travel statistics indicating signs of a consumption rebound in China, with a 35% increase in inbound and outbound travel compared to the previous year over the holiday period. Export and import data is also improving. Despite this, China equities are still under-owned by global fund managers. Personally, we don't invest in China as it is out of our wheelhouse. But for those that are interested, there are ETFs tracking China equities. Closer to home and on to ASX small caps. And Chrysos Corporation, code C79, is a gold sample testing business with new photon assay technology, which uses high energy x-rays to activate gold, silver and copper samples. Chrysos is primarily known as a gold assay tester, but also testing copper and silver, which we are bullish on, as well as gold. Chrysos leases the machines and customers the machines for the testing, and customers can either pay a set amount a month or pay for how much they use the machine. Chrysos offers discounts for higher levels of usage. So if the gold price remains elevated on continued central bank buying from BRICS nations and geopolitical tensions, Chrysos will benefit from this. Plus, further down the track, if more copper miners emerge to plug the global supply shortage and demand from data centers and power companies to fill the demand from artificial intelligence and crypto mining, more copper will be needed, and this will benefit the company. Should be noted that having this new technology and a patent is by no means a guarantee of future success. Chrysos only listed in May 2022, and I think it may be a bit early to jump in, as the price has run hard, partly on hype. And even though it's pulled back a wee bit, it still trades on high multiples. So we will keep this one on the watch list for now. Moving on to companies with multiple directors buying shares on market, Enduratech, code ASX-DUR, provides remediation and refurbishment of aging steel and concrete structures. Two directors bought shares on market on price weakness for $20,000 and $26,000 respectively last month. As I said, the price is back down to around a dollar from a high of $1.64 in December last year. This could be due to the price having a good run-up and questions about the higher valuation. Plus, there was a reduction in the order book in a recent half-yearly report. Duratech's got about $58 million in cash. That was as at the 31st of December. And although borrowing increased, it's still reasonably manageable. Duratech is increasing revenues, but due to the nature of its business, margins are slim. Duratech trades on a price-to-earnings multiple of around 13, although these cyclical companies often trade on lower multiples, and it also provides a dividend yield of around 4%. The defence industry makes up most of the revenue, and that's a reasonably resilient industry, and especially at the moment with tensions in the Middle East, Taiwan, and the ongoing war in Ukraine, defence spending is unlikely to slow in the near future. Mining also makes up a significant amount of revenue, and many commodities are in short supply and facing increased demand. The rest of the revenue comes from constructions, mainly with building facades. This company is not really going to get you the rapid growth, but if the price keeps declining and the fundamentals stay reasonably intact, could warrant a small position. On to natural gas, which appears to be rising from lows last seen in 2020. Natural gas is likely to become an integral part of the transition to renewable energy. Gas is cleaner to burn than coal. The Australian Government's recent gas strategy report predicts that gas supply will be shortcoming and demand will rise in the coming years. The report confirms the previous forecasts of supply shortcomings by 2028 on Australia's east coast and by 2030 on the west coast. This means more gas will be needed to be transported from northern Australia and/or importing LNG, liquid natural gas, directly to the east coast at probably inflated international prices. New Zealand government's also concerned about supply shortfalls, and Energy Minister Simeon Brown issued a ministerial statement to Parliament last week, which is not common, warning New Zealand could struggle to meet energy demand due to an unexpected shortage of gas supply in the latest update from the gas industry company. Gas production levels have been falling for the last 10 years, so I'm not sure it really is that unexpected. In short, governments are realising that gas will be an important piece of the transition to renewable energy puzzle. Gas demand should rise even with the move to renewable energy. We own one gas producer and another explorer with a promising tenement in Queensland who can hopefully capitalise on the gas shortfall in our recommended portfolio, which you can sign up to a free trial for in the podcast show notes or on the website. Lastly, moving on to airlines and Boeing, which has been embroiled in numerous safety concerns recently, has seen a second whistleblower whom was reportedly healthy die of a sudden infection. The death comes less than 2 months after another whistleblower was found dead after apparently shooting himself. Issues were first raised with Boeing after two 737 MAX planes crashed, one in 2018 and one in 2019, after which China grounded all 737s and many other countries followed suit. In late 2019, Boeing admitted issues with a feature that prevents planes flying too high contributed to the crashes, and soon after suffered a huge $3.7 billion loss. In 2020, internal communications were released that revealed employees had doubts about the safety of the plane. I can't remember exactly what the quote was, but there was something in there about, from an engineer saying that it was monkeys being managed by clowns. Something along that line anyway. Bit worrying, really. In January this year, a panel appeared to have detached from an Alaska Airlines flight mid-air. No one was hurt and the plane managed to land safely. This prompted the FAA to ground certain Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes across the US. The reason for the door blowing out was that four bolts are missing, again, which is quite worrying. The lesson here, I think, is often when negative news comes out about a company's culture or anything shady going on, there is almost always more revelations that follow. As they say, there is always more than one cockroach. Well, that's it for today, and we will broadcast again next week.